Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here, and we're going exploring. Europa Clipper is launched on its way. However, Bob, you tell me that JPL has given us something really cool. What is it?
Yeah, this is really cool, actually. What JPL has done is it's put together a website. It calls it the Europa Trek Portal. And I've got a link to it on Behind the Black. And what this does is it gives anyone a very easy access to every single high-resolution picture that the past Jupiter orbiters, Voyager, Galileo, and Juno, these are the past spacecrafts that went past or orbited Jupiter, every image they took of Europa while they were there. And what's interesting is it's not just a list of images. It's linked to a global image, a map of the planet. And so you not only can see the image and a detailed description of what the image is about, but you can also see where it is in the context of the planet. It's very, very cool. And this is, of course, in anticipation of when Europa Clipper gets there in 2030 or so. They will, of course, begin adding, I think, Europa Clipper images to this website when the time comes. But for anyone who's interested, this is really cool.
This is the ice skater, Bob. This is what the surface looks like, the ice skater in the northern hemisphere. What are those? Yeah. Are those craters, Bob, or punches through the ice? What are we?
There's very few craters on this planet. On this planet, it is mostly looks like the Arctic ice cap, almost anywhere you look. So it's a very intriguing
But
place.
The holes, as if somebody shot a bullet in a...
It could have been an impact crater. It could have been something coming from below. We just do not know.
All right. We go now to the surface of Mars, and Bob has found an image that is... Again, suggestive of liquid water, which is the big debate you've taught me about.
Actually, I've got two different images here that I found from Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. Both have to do with the outlet region in the northern lowland plains, the outlet where any kind of water that might have flowed from Valles Marineris would have gone. And both these images illustrate, you got to go to the website to look at them, but both illustrate why scientists believe there might have been catastrophic floods on Mars. Both images show, the first image is a crater, and it shows how water flowing from the southeast, some flow from the southeast, ate away the plateau that this crater was on, and formed like a scallop-shaped plateau from the water flowing by. And the second image is of a pointy mesa further north in these lowland plains in an area where some scientists theorize a intermittent northern shallow ocean once existed. And it also shows scalloping from a southeast flow, the same flows, but it also shows the possibility that it was underwater and shaped by that ocean. The problem with this is this data clearly says there was a catastrophic floods on Mars that caused these scalloped shapes. The problem is that Mars's atmosphere has always been too thin and too cold to have liquid water flow on its surface, and this is the fundamental geological mystery of Mars. We see plenty of evidence of liquid water that maybe have been there, but it can't have been. We haven't come up with a model that would make that possible. There is some consideration now, possibly glaciers, but the kind of sculpting we see here is less likely coming from glaciers now. So this is the mystery of Mars. It's very cool.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.